Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dine On Life Talk Radio Show. We are back with our second segment of our ongoing conversation of stereotypes and myths in relationships. And our content is getting even more intense as we dig into the topic. In fact, we also have a special guest today to weigh in on the stereotypes and myths in relationships, Stephen Bartel, who is the author of Sex, Love, and Pain, Methods to the Madness, as well as Women Are Stupid and Men Are the Reason.
And just by the title of his books, I know this will be an interesting conversation.
Absolutely, and we are looking forward to hearing a man's perspective today.
Absolutely. All right. So let's start dining. Okay, so we all can contest to the gender roles that are pretty much upheld by society, of course. I actually came across this chart that has the brain of a female and the brain of a male. And each brain, of course, is divided into lobes. So let me share with you the differences.
Please, I know. I can speak on behalf of all of our listeners. We are curious to know the differences between the lobes of the female brain versus the male brain.
Right. So this chart shows the lobes of the female brain that it consists of. Okay, you ready? The female brain supposedly consists of shopping, musicals and sitcoms, gossip, mystery moves and behaviors, fantasy, bad hair days, maternal urges and weddings, chocolate, and Daphne can contest to that, and binges and cravings.
I think this is completely biased. Like, who in the world was this woman? That has to just be one woman. This was a man who made this up. I don't care. Wait, he said, shopping, musicals, and sitcoms. Okay, maybe the shopping and maybe the traffic, but really mystery moves and behaviors. We know what our moves are. Y'all just need to learn, you know, how to how not to provoke the wrong one, pretty much. Yeah, that's a little too much, but whatever. I think it's biased.
I think it's biased, too, because you know what? We're not the only ones who love to shop. Now, when we shop, we may buy different things. Like, I know I have a tendency to go overboard when it comes to shoes, but men, especially you gamers, you go overboard spending $60, $70 on one freaking game, and I would never understand that, ever.
I sure won't, because if I'm shopping the right way, I could probably get two pairs of shoes, depending on where I'm going.
Right. So, okay, let's get into how this same chart shows the lobes of the male brain. Okay, so according to this chart, the male brain lobes consist of lame excuses, getting lost and not admitting it, movies with explosions and faves, TV remote control, job stuff, beer, personal hygiene, ball sports, and sex, which appears to be the largest lobe.
Okay. So clearly she was biased too, or whoever made this up. But we know, you know, for a lot, a large part, it's probably all in fun. The lame excuses. Yeah. You guys definitely have some bad ones, but not everybody is that lame. You know, I've had some men who came up with full stories, and I'm sitting there like crying. I can't believe you did that. And the guy sat there and told me, you know, my grandma died 5 times this year. I'm like, what? So they're not all lame. Some of them are just really, really good.
Right. I think, yeah, that one is a bit biased, too. We're not going to bash the men at all. It's a bit biased, but I do see a little truth with regard to sex. I mean, that's just in their nature. That's human nature. So both are biased, but it was both entertaining. I get laughs.
You know what, though? Actually, it's a little off topic, but still on it. With the whole sex thing, I say it's biased because I had read a report before about how there's like a whole culture of people, not just men, but women too, who refrain from sex altogether. So there are some men who just don't want to. I don't know them. I don't know my husband's one. I'm just saying that they exist somehow, some way, somewhere.
On planet Earth, they exist?
It's on Earth, and I don't know where. It's somewhere I haven't been. So, yeah.
Wow.
So, all right, Zion and Life listeners, we are going to let your mind simmer on those differences and sound off with your comments. So go to the blog on talk, blogtalkradio.com/Zion on Life. And now is actually the perfect time to bring out our special guest today. This man is a husband and a father. He has no problem with his on the stereotypes and myths in relationships. So please join us in giving a warm welcome to Stephen Barthel.
Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I appreciate the time and the opportunity to answer any and all questions that you guys have for me.
Oh, you better be ready, Stephen. So we'll get right into it. Off the top of your mind, what would be the top three ongoing myths between women and men in relationships, and do you think there is any truth behind those myths?
Some of the myths, like number one for me, is that women aren't interested in casual sex as much as men. I find in 2016, that this is definitely a, because I've seen a lot of women who have no shame in their game whatsoever, you know, saying, this is what I want, this is how I want, and this is all that I want from you. And, you know, then you have some, you know, who are kind of, you know, the behind the closet, you know, quite quiet about it. So I think that's like a huge myth, that women aren't interested in casual sex as much as men are. That's one of them. Hello, do I still have you guys?
Agreed. Yes, you still have us. So
I'm sorry, I'm calling all the way from Boston. I want to make sure.
East Coast. Okay, so that's one myth. Give us two more myths, Stephen.
Another one is the fact that I'm going to get a little deeper on this one, that physical abuse in relationship is always committed by the man.
Ooh.
It's very rare. Mm-hmm. It's very, very rare. I've seen a lot of women beat up on men. And it's not even in a funny, humorous type of way. I mean, it's legit where you have some men who are afraid of their women because they're either going to pop them in the damn head or do something that's out of control, you know, that's going to jeopardize the relationship and just, you know, scar that man for life.
Do you believe that, man?
I don't believe that one, but I see
I've seen it. I was witness to it. My mother did not play. That was the craziest marriage I've ever witnessed
boy.
In my life. If anybody ever asked
you, to a skull.
And, you know, we even had a conversation after she passed away, and people were like, you know, everybody would say that he beat up on her, but I never seen him hit her. We always thought he was getting abused. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I have seen it.
You know, I think that men will always be stronger than women. So I find humor in that. I don't know if I 100% believe that.
I've seen it. I'm sorry. I put my hand up.
And the third one would probably be the myth that I see that women are more romantic than men.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in a different age, you know, we're in a different age bracket right now. And I know that a lot of men, they're afraid that if they don't do certain things for their women, that they're going to lose them. And that's where the romance gene kicks in, to the point where, you know, the spontaneous flowers, the, you know, let's just do this. I have plans for you, babe. Let me take you out. You know, that's all romance, to the point where, you know, a lot of people think chivalry is dead, but it really isn't. It's rare, again. Maybe, you know, I'm looking in the wrong places, probably because I'm married and I just don't see it no more. But I don't see a lot of women going out of their way to be really romantic for their guys lately. And that's not every woman. But once again, from what I see on social media and from my circle and from my friends, like we're in like a new age right now. And it kind of saddens me because I truly believe it's 100%, 100%, not even a 50-50 thing. You know, not even, you know, we have so many people worried about what someone else is doing for them that they're not worrying about, you know, what can I do for you? And it's just, it's this generation that just killed me right now.
Interesting.
I definitely agree on that. Like, I have conversations about it all the time. So, a myth that I've heard is men are actually a bit more sensitive than women. Men fear rejection. Is there some truth to this? And if so,
yes,
could that be reason why it makes
that,
men become down?
That is so true, and I hate to admit it. Like, 2016, again, like, the age of sensitivity, and it's just like our egos get bruised, and it's like we can't handle it as men. I don't know why. Like, for me personally, when I was single, when I was doing my own thing, it was just like, okay, this is a take it or leave it thing. You either want me or you don't. I'm going to move on. I might feel some type of way for maybe an hour or a day, and then, you know, I'm going on. But I see some guys where the thirst is so real, they get rejected, then all of a sudden the woman's ugly. Then all of a sudden, you know, she's correct with, and, like, she doesn't do this, she doesn't do that, I didn't want you anyway. Well, you just wanted her a few minutes ago until you got rejected. That's sensitivity.
Right.
That's no man should have that much sensitivity inside of them to the point where it makes you question his masculinity.
That's true. I agree with that, and I've seen that. I mean, because I think that, you know, everyone has a preference, and I've seen men, some men will F you then. I ain't want your number anyway. Yes, you did. So we all know that music today is quite different from when our parents and even our grandparents were jamming it up in the club. Stephen, do you think the men in today's generation are really influenced to treat and to speak women based off of what he hears from a rap song?
Yes. And again, like, this generation, and it's even my generation. I'll be 32 in 2.5 weeks, and it just sucks to the point where we feel as if we have to call women out of our name, out of their names, or we need multiple women all at once. We need to pop bottles. We need to do this, to the point where we lost touch of what we really, really want, which is love. I believe everybody wants love. There's no real love songs out right now. Most of the songs is about getting someone in bed. And granted, you know, the artists from back in the day, they did it too, but it comes with, you know, being smooth, and they did it with class in a way. Like, just listening to In Between the Sheets by the Isley Brothers. Yes, that he's talking about, I want you, I need you, class. You know, it's better than, you know, sex you back to sleep. And some
right.
people, like we want that, like can't front and be like, no, that's not what I want. But it's just like, what is the message that you're throwing? Like, who are you sexing back to sleep? Is this your wife? Is this your girl? Or is this some random chick that you ran into in the club and that you took home? Or are you sexing everybody back to sleep to the point where you're putting yourself at risk? You're putting yourself at risk for STD. You're putting yourself at risk for dealing with a crazy chick. You're putting yourself at risk for a chick turning you crazy. So it's just like something has to give. And even with our old school R&B singers trying to come back, they're adapting to the point where they're doing something that they have no, they're stepping out of their realms. Like R. Kelly, for example, like talented artist, great writer. It's like he's so trying so hard to try to stay where he's slowly but surely losing his audience to the point where he has no identity.
Agree. Definitely agree. So, now your book, Women Are Stupid and Men Are the Reason. It's quite an interesting title. Seriously. Please tell us more about your book, including how you came up with that title.
My mom. Women Are Stupid and Men Are the Reason was about the battles that we go through with one another and how we have to stop blaming each other for our issues. So she challenged me. She was like, just come up with something that's controversial, come up with something that's going to be striking, and to the point that, you know, no matter how many years pass, people will still talk about it, even if it's not what they think that it is. And that's exactly what I did. Like, people hear that first title, Women Are Stupid, and then like they just automatically get offended. And I'm like, damn, I did my job.
Mm-hmm.
You did. Because when I found out, you know, he's the author of Women Are Stupid, I'm like, wait, stop, hold up. No, I'm sorry, we can't. So, your new project, which is actually a documentary, and I understand it shares the same title as your book, Am I My Brother's Keeper? So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yep, Am I My Brother's Keeper is dedicated to the men. This is just letting them know that they're not in this by themselves, that we all go through pain. We all go through pain. We all go through everything. And it's just about uplifting, you know, our brothers, black, white, Spanish, Asians, all of us, that we're all in the same boat. We're trying to find love, trying to find success, trying to help you out with your finances. And this will be my last project.
Your last project? Are you retiring?
Yep. From writing, I'm going to open up my restaurant. I'm going to open up my restaurant and focus on film right after.
Interesting. Well, change is always good.
So yes. It's just like three books and out.
Well, Stephen, it was definitely fun and a pleasure to have you on our show today. Please tell all of our listeners where they can find your books as well as how to find you online.
Well, both books are sold right on Amazon.com. Sold on Amazon.com. They can find me on Twitter and Instagram by my name, Stephen A. Barthel. It's the same thing with my website, StephenABarthel.com. It was a huge pleasure, having talked to you guys. I haven't had a radio interview in almost 2 years. I've been raising my family.
Wow, that was wonderful. We definitely appreciate you coming by.
Absolutely.
All right, you have a wonderful day, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for stopping by Dino Life.
All right, well, Dino Life listeners, you know what time it is again. Time to pay some bills.
Yes, indeed. So, Dino Life listeners, if your Land or Range Rover or Jaguar vehicles are giving you problems, don't rid of your luxury vehicle. Instead, contact Elite Auto Parts to get you back rolling again.
Elite Auto Parts is an auto dismantler for foreign cars specializing in used Jaguar and used Land Rover and Range Rover parts. They offer financing, and they also ship across America. So go to EliteAutoParts.com and place your order today.
Yes, and if you're in the Southern California region, call them directly at 818-767-0445 and tell them Dino Life sent you.
All right, it's time for our Positive T segment. Our Positive T segment today is titled, All You Need Is Love, presented by BaltimoreMagazine.net. Whether it is good or bad, love does have the tendency to affect our well-being. But in this moment, I'm going to share with you the positive aspect of how love affects our well-being.
Positivity is definitely a necessity, so I'm ready to hear it.
Yes, exactly. So love is good for our health because when a person is happy in their relationship, they're more likely to have a higher self-esteem. And you know when you feel good in life, you have a better chance of doing good in life. Next, your brain creates a chemical called oxytocin when you first meet you are interested in. And here's an interesting quote. Studies show that a person is more likely to adopt safer behaviors when they are in an intimate relationship. A loving relationship helps to reduce a person's anxiety, end quote. Yeah. I definitely agree. I've had to deal with the anxiety, but I tell you right now from experience, a loving relationship, it can help you to completely forget all of the negative stressors that's going on in your life. I mean, that person or whatever it may be is a perfect balance for you. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be a person, but, I mean, we are talking about intimate relationships, so I would hope in your case it's personal and a person. It definitely helps to have that because you, in most cases, have that balance, someone helping you whether they realize it or not, to keep a positive balance and just do good. You know, when you feel good, you do. You feel good, you do good.
Absolutely. I want to start with, and this is just, of course, my opinion. I think that our universe, our world itself, it's so much. It can be so much easier. So many bad things and negative things can be avoided if we literally approach every situation with love. Because when you really think about it, when you're genuine and when you're genuine and you have love supporting that, literally nothing can go bad from it. I mean, I understand that situations may not turn out how we want them to. That's just life itself. But your outcome, your response to things would be a bit different if it was backed with love. And to tie that in with what you said, Jasmine, as far as having the love and support from your significant other, I'm not saying that you need a spouse to complete you, but it makes your journey in life that much better, actually, and that much easier because you can do amazing things by yourself, true enough. Yes, you can. But you can accomplish so much more when you have genuine love right beside you. And your experience through life can be that much more fulfilling when you have love, the love of someone by your side. I think that love is everything. When you're in a positive zone, when you're in a loving zone, it's easier for you to forgive. And it does. I think you said it was called oxytocin that releases, that chemical in your brain that releases, is just your aura as a being. It's a different feeling versus, you know, when you're in a negative zone. So I completely agree with that.
Yeah, and you know, we're all about positive vibes over here. Don't bring your negative energy in my space. I caught my husband saying that too. I don't need your negative energy in my
Hashtag positive vibes only.
Right. Positive vibes only, and that's all we're going to stress. I mean, you know what? And that's something. This is kind of off topic that would definitely separate us from a lot of other shows. I don't want to be messy on here. I only want the positivity, honey. But excuse me. Off that subject and back to where we were. I used to be the type of person who believed that, and this was just me at the time. There are still people who are that way. I don't need to get married to be happy, and you don't. I agree with that. You don't necessarily need to get married to be happy. I had this whole plan, you know, I'm going to retire and I'm going to take care of myself and my kids are going to help take care of me. And that's just life. That's how life is going to be. Maybe they'll help take care of their dad too, but they better make sure they take care of me. And and I was going to be happy and I was actually okay. Like where I was at that point in my life, it was seriously, that's when I started the whole positivity, 100 happy days. That's where I was in my life. But when I got married, shockingly, and like we're not perfect, of course, no relationship is, but I definitely have those moments where I can just appreciate the love that I have for him, the love that he has for me, and it helps calms me. It helps me cope and deal with those stressors and the possible anxiety of just everyday life, being a parent, starting businesses, helping him with his organization, running my own business, and just living. It definitely helps. So I'm not saying go out and get married. Don't do that. But a loving relationship, and you'll know it's love when you realize you're not as stressed anymore. It's not love if you're still experiencing all that stress and anxiety and you don't have no happy balance. Seriously.
Right.
You definitely appreciate it much, much more. I know from experience. I speak from experience.
Right. I love that you said that particular statement you just said. If you have all of that stress and anxiety, it's not love. I don't want to confuse anyone that, and I think no matter what type of relationship that you're in, okay, it's not going to be 100% a smooth ride, but if it really is love, number one, you'll overcome it. Number two, you're both committed and you both have the desire to overcome any hurdles that may arise. And you won't intentionally hurt someone. You can't necessarily tell someone how to feel, how they should accept certain things. So that's why I make stress the point. You don't want to intentionally hurt someone. That just won't happen when there is love. How can you think about it? How can you intentionally hurt someone if you love someone?
It ain't love.
You can't.
I love. Man, hey, you know, some people have their own perspective of it. I don't want to ruin your lives by talking about what it is I think. But yet again, don't bring your negative energy in my space. You know, if you don't agree with it, you can definitely chime in. Go to our site, dinonlife.org, and you can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dinonlife. Definitely want to hear from you. So can I just talk about, because I'm excited, that interview with Mr. Steven, and I'm not going to say his last name because I'm going to keep messing it up, with
Barthel.
With Mr. Steven Barthel. And I even wrote it down in front of me, like it's in my face, and I just, yeah. One word for me. It's okay. People mess up my maiden name all the time. So it's
That interview was amazing, and we were so happy to have him on the show. I am excited about his documentary, and all of our listeners, after our show, please go to our website, dineonlife.org, because we have a link there so you can watch his promo for the documentary, Am I My Brother's Keeper? And I think that documentary is going to be so necessary for this generation of men today.
Yes.
Because it's all about uplifting and recognizing that, hey, we all face troubles no matter what race we are, you know, but we all need to be here for one another. So I think that documentary is going to be great, and once he finishes that project, we should definitely have him back on the show to just dish about it.
Yes, that would be absolutely great. So I want to touch on this. We only have a few more minutes, but I'm going to lightly touch on the topic because I wrote it down, something he said. One of the myths that he believes exists about the relationships between men and women, or the stereotypes of men and women, is that women are more romantic than men. Please, Felicia, in less than 60 seconds, explain to us, what do you feel about that?
That women are more romantic than men?
Yes.
You know what? Okay, this is okay. I'm so sorry. Less than 60 seconds. I'm going to try here. So, you know me personally. I've been with my fiance for years, right? Okay. So, I'm not on a dating scene, but I can only speak for my experience. We romance each other. He surprises me on the weekends. Babe, let's go here, let's do that. And vice versa. To try to keep some spice in our relationship, I think to sum it up, because I know we don't have that much time, but to sum it up, never stop dating each other. Now, never stop dating each other. I think that's highly important in a marriage or a long-term relationship.
Absolutely love that idea. Never stop dating each other. I'm married, and I'm like, you know what? We need to date. We used to do it once a week. Now we're probably down about once a month, but, hey, it's important, and as long as you get it in, get it in. Date her, court her, men, women. You can still do it because I honestly feel like I do somewhat agree with him that women aren't as into it anymore either, but it depends on the relationship as well. And clearly – and that ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm married. But anyway, Dino Life listeners, today we served another hot dish on the stereotypes and myths and relationships, including a great and interesting perspective from my special guest, the author Steven Barthel. Don't forget to check out his book, Women Are Stupid and Men Are the Reason.
Go to our site, blogtalkradio.com/dineonlife, and serve the dish on your opinions of what we dished about today. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook to keep up with our content and daily positive and motivation updates at facebook.com/dineonlife, as well as read our updates and our opinions on our website, dineonlife.org, where we serve the dish on the real life experiences and share our opinions on news updates.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll dine with you all next week.
Ciao.
Bye.